Proclamation number 8661 of 1st of November, 1963. Error rules men. Book of Fathers. How difficult it is to lead people to truth if I want to leave them free will. My adversary's power over man is enormous, but also only again because of their free will, because they grant him the right to exercise his influence, because they once voluntarily followed him into darkness. They gave away all light, and he also prevents man that they come to the light of knowledge, that they walk in truth. They could well break away from darkness, and they also believe to possess truth, and exactly that illuminates their spiritual state that they are not able to distinguish truth from error because they are of darkened spirit. They certainly let their intellect become active and also want to penetrate into spiritual areas intellectually. They make use of the Book of the Fathers and also approach the interpretation there intellectually, but their spirit is still darkened until they take the way directly to me, their God and Creator from eternity, and request purest truth from me. My adversary will always try to prevent them from precisely this request for the supply of pure truth by believing that they can only find the purest truth in this Book of the Fathers. But even if the wording would have remained unchanged, the knowledge about it is of no use when the Spirit does not guarantee them the right interpretation. But also this content has not remained unchanged because nothing remains unchanged what once took its start from me in all purity. But a spiritually awakened man will always recognize where error has crept in. And that error has crept in, my opponent has always taken care of that, because it was always possible for him to intervene in the intellect of such men, who believed to be guardians of spiritual goods, which once went out from me. Already the many divisions of the churches prove this to you, because if all would have found the same interpretation for the words recorded in the Book of the Fathers, then no divisions would have arisen. But every school of thought believes to have the right interpretation, and yet they are different. And this alone should make you humans think, and again you should question your God and Creator Himself, and you will also be truthfully instructed by me. But you do not believe in direct revelations of your Father. You consider the divine address to be concluded with the Word of God, which you believe to possess in the Bible alone. And you do not even know that I myself am working in him who believes. You do not acknowledge divine revelations, otherwise you would also accept what is necessary for you to know. But how is light to be brought to people if even you, who believe yourselves called to proclaim my gospel to people, do not accept it? Truth alone sets you free. Truth alone leads you to beatitude, for only through truth can you mature, because truth is the light which radiates from me myself, because you will not find your way home to your Father's house on a poorly illuminated path, for again and again my adversary will push you away from the right path and you will not notice that you are following him, because he disguises himself well and prevents you from accepting the right light through deceptive lights. But the will of man alone decides. And so a right light can certainly be brought to you again and again, but if you reject it, then you go further in the darkness of spirit. But again and again I ask you, why do you not take the direct way to me and ask me for enlightenment of your spirit? Why do you rigidly hold on to an educated spiritual knowledge and do not assure yourselves whether you walk in truth by again and again asking me for it? It will not even occur to you to doubt what has been conveyed to you through the ages. But you should always bear in mind that nothing keeps itself pure what has passed through human hands, because man has free will and therefore he is also not hindered when he makes changes. And that changes have been made, I emphasize again and again that I therefore again and again guide pure truth to earth, because heaven and earth will pass away, but my word remains in existence until all eternity. And because it is exposed to changes through human will and then is also no longer my word, I again and again direct it down to earth, because my word is truth. But always only my word. Think about it seriously, because it is about that the spiritual darkness is broken through, which is spread over earth through the work of my opponent, who will always wage the fight against the light, and especially in the last time before the end. When your spirit is awakened, then you will also clearly know to differentiate truth from error. But then you also accept my word, which is directly directed from above to earth, because I alone know it how necessary it is to bring a light to men, because very many walk along in darkness of spirit and are therefore blind guides of the blind. Amen.